Welcome to Living Magically. I'm your host, Michelle Orwick. Some of you know me as Magical Michelle. And if you don't know me, you should go to magicalmichelle.com and get your free gift, 22 Days of Magic. And for those of you who are joining in, this is my favorite weekly accountability buddy, Jillian. And if you loved 22 Days of Magic, it's actually her that inspired me to do that series. And so I really wanted to bring her on. She does this incredible coaching. And for years, years now, since 2020, January of 2020, she and I have met weekly as magical accountability partners. And I'd really love to introduce you to Jillian. And I'd love you to give a little brief bio about yourself and how they can get a hold of you.
Yes, thank you. I'm Jillian, personal development coach, who was an engineer and project manager. So I've walked on the side of corporate and big companies. And I really just believe that life is for living authentically and as easily as we can make it, even though sometimes it's a bit challenging. I'm on Facebook with my name, which I'm sure you'll post, Jillian Fuljoen. So probably not the easiest surname. And yes, I love coaching people to create their own life and the life that they love and to enjoy it while they're creating it. So that's really my passion project.
I love that. She also has really inspired me over and over again. And I kind of want to take today's interview sort of through what she and I do every Monday. And so my shtick is, of course, Magical Mondays. But every single Monday, I get up before I normally do, and I get on a fun Zoom call. Now, everybody know that she and I are in completely different continents. So like right now, it's like 10 o'clock in the morning on a Monday. But for her, what time is it there in South Africa?
It's 4 o'clock. So different season, different time zone, different hemisphere, different continent.
And yet the magic's the same, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And what I love about it is I'm having my morning tea and she's like, it might be ready for a cocktail or getting ready for dinner. And as far as I'm concerned, it doesn't really matter. But a lot of times what'll happen, and this is what I think is so much fun about it, is that we bring ourselves really authentic to the table. And that means on a bad day, if one of us is like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this work anymore, or I lost my magic, or, oh my goodness, this has happened in my personal life and it's throwing off my work life. This becomes a reset button. This situation, this magical event that we have every week becomes a reset point, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. And I think also, if you research and Google sort of traditional accountability partners, it's a lot more rigid and a lot more structured. A lot more like school. So yeah, we don't
we're
do
not
that.
Traditional anything. Neither is our work.
Yeah. And that's what I wanted to emphasize. It's like unconventional works well. It works really well to every week. I love it as well because we set our intentions and we accept that sometimes, our life goes on its own little path during the week. But how often does it happen that we're on the same page as well? That very similar things have happened across the ocean. We both had like a bad conversation with someone, or we both lost all energy and focus in what we want to do, or we're both suddenly in full of doubt, or we're suddenly on fire because so many things have happened. And it often happens that we're actually riding the same wave.
Sometimes we're like, we both have created a whole new program in a week. You never know. And so one of the things we do is we always pull cards. We pull from this. I usually pull from the Beyond Lumeria deck. And we always pull a card. And then we kind of analyze where that is in our lives. And I love this. This is the luminescence. And she's holding her heart, like just shining with her heart. And so I feel like that for this week really illuminates something that I'm going through. So this is how we do it. I'm going to say where it kind of illuminates for me is that I've come up with a new term for myself, which is love leader. I'm not necessarily a thought leader. I'm a love leader. And I want to lead with my heart and I want to lead with love. And there's been a bit of reinvigorating my heart lately and really working on that brain-heart coherence. So that's kind of where it landed for me. How about you, Jillian?
Well, first of all, I absolutely love that. I've always thought of myself as lead with love. So I really love the thought of the name Love Leader. Yeah, the luminescence for me is also, I mean, even being on this call, I mean, you know me, 3 years ago, I couldn't have done this. Be on a recorded interview that's going to be on YouTube and broadcast to your entire community because I was nervous of being on camera. And this last week and this week, I'm really committed to showing up in lives and Facebook and showing my authentic self. And because I really am passionate about attracting the kind of clients that I know I will be great with, which is the people who are changing their lives and really serious about it. So that luminescence is exactly that.
And you do have this light inside of you. Mm-hmm. And I think that anytime you have soul-based entrepreneurship, which is what we are and what our clients are and what our audience is, we're always wanting to lead with love and miracles and magic. And she was very helpful. A couple of years ago, I was, I wouldn't say I was ready to quit, but I certainly had this moment where I was like, am I doing the right thing? And she led me through this journey of these magical questions. There's nothing I can say other than they were magical to reset what my real authentic truth was and to help me get my North Star. So she's very practical and yet helps me bring back my magic.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's something I believe in so profoundly and have seen happen in my life, which is this idea that, we need a North Star. And I always think of migrating. I live in Cape Town. We get the whales come past on their annual migration from the South Pole. And I always think of having the North Star is like having the migration route. You've got to know the direction you're going. You've got to know where you want to go and why. But the day-to-day actions can often be unclear. And sorry,
babies.
they always join in the calls, don't they? But one of the things that I found, and this is where the magic also happens, is that sometimes we're not really clear on what we need to do right now. But I always believe we must take action. There's always some direction we can go, whether it's if metaphorically just clearing brushwood off the path. And what I found so often in my life, as you've witnessed, is that sometimes we work really hard at something because we don't know what to do. So the only thing we know to do is this, say, one thing. And I'm thinking of when I first came to Cape Town and I was looking for work and I filled in, I don't know how many resumes and had interviews with all these different agents. And then I ended up getting a job with it was my father's cousin's friend's son-in-law. It was some strange connection, but it's that magic of sending out the word to the universe through your actions and activities. So you've got to be taking action because that's the only way you learn and decide what you want and get the idea clearer in your mind. And then strange opportunities magical opportunities open up. And that's how it works. That's why you need that North Star. Sorry.
It really is mindset, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And I know what you're really good at is taking a project and helping someone actually get clear on how to do it, when to do it, and how not to be overwhelmed while doing it.
Yeah. And the sequence, because it's so easy to want. I do as well. We both do. So we want to do everything all at once because we want it done already. And yeah, okay. Unfortunately, 3D time is a reality, and sometimes we just need to get this piece done before the next piece.
Yeah, Marissa and I came home from a conference and we were so excited because it's this new thing, and we're like, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that, and we're going to do that. And we had to look at each other and go, and we're going to do it one at a time, aren't we?
Exactly.
So we had to lay down on paper what order our priorities were.
Yeah.
And
that's where it all matches. It all comes together.
Sometimes there's this like little bit of organic planning that allows for the foundation of magic. So it's kind of, I tell people, when you're creating magic, there's two ways. There's that thing where you follow a recipe to the T, and then there's that other way where you know the recipe so well that you can look at and go, oh, but here, let's take those chocolate chips and sprinkle those on top of that recipe. That'll make it better. And oh, and maybe I want some coconut. And that's how they, you know, get one of those cookies that's like an everything cookie. It's an oatmeal cookie, but we're going to sprinkle some chocolate chips and we're going to sprinkle some coconut. And now we've got a magic cookie. And I feel like that's kind of what we do, is we help each other and our clients get a structure. And then we sprinkle in the magic to make it better.
Mm-hmm. And to make it more personal. I think that's the other key ingredient, because the more conventional mainstream, shall we say, the strict recipe followers will also not accommodate for intuition and not accommodate for personal capabilities. And I don't know, like, I like to wake up in the morning and you like to work late at night. Something as simple as that can affect like how you want to implement something or what you dream of doing or what your dream life looks like. I mean, I know we both love travel, so we've got that for sure in common.
Oh, but yeah. In fact, we both now made our lives available to travel and do work from wherever we are and make our I don't even know if I want to call it work, but our passion make it transportable and mm-hmm. be able to do our passion wherever we are, have it fit into our lives and our lifestyle instead of having to meet a traditional standard. And I know we can help people, and we do help people get that life freedom. I think freedom is the word that you and I meet on, that's a true value for both of us.
Absolutely. Yeah. The freedom and a sense of purpose. I think those are the two sort of most important to me, is like living authentically and having my freedom to do so. Because I think that's probably where the freedom is curbed. When we're not creating our own life, we can end up having to live by other people's rules and then not be fully self-expressed.
Yeah, so living authentically, soul purposely, with our freedom. And yet the only way to do that, and this is, I think, the big thing that you and I have given each other and that we give other people, is consistency is key.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Creating routine habits. And like, I may be able to work from anywhere, but I still have to get up and I still have to do my meditation, and I still need to get on the internet and check my social media. Like, certain consistent things that allow for the freedom to actually be possible.
Yeah. And I think that's such a common, I think we all, well, not all, but a lot of the people I've worked with, it's a limiting belief and a subconscious belief that we grow up with, is that responsibility and commitment and consistency are the opposite of freedom. Whereas actually, if you have some structure, and it doesn't have to be consistency like the military every single day forever and ever. I mean, you and I work in seasons. So if it's a travel season, the consistency might look different from the consistency if it's an at-home planting season. But there's still the structure that you agreed to, whether it's for the next 2 weeks or the next 3 months. And I think that's what's so important. That gives you freedom. Otherwise, you're actually just floating around and letting life let you land wherever it does.
You say this, but that's exactly the structure that I'm talking about, because I'm getting ready to be gone for a month to Egypt. And so here I am in my structure, in my plan, doing these interviews so that I can be prepared to literally be off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's exactly what you're talking about with the structures. How do you come up with these concepts and build in, I'm going to just say this, build in success and make it inevitable. And that's what I think is one of our secret magical superpowers.
Yes, and helping other people to see theirs. Because, I mean, for someone else, perhaps having a nice little cottage at the ocean where they never have to leave it at all could be their dream success, where they can just sit in that cottage and write and hibernate and so on, and farm and live off the land. And I know people like that. And the idea of having to leave home every few months to go travel would feel stressful. It doesn't matter what your dream is, but it does matter that your dream is actually your dream and not your parents or your societies or the old one that you've maybe outgrown. And I think we work with a lot of people who coming to terms with an outgrown idea and really learning to commit fully and embrace and sort of shout it from the rooftops their current dream.
To create their dream life, whatever that dream is. Mm. So I think that's our advocacy. I advocate, and Jillian advocates, for figure out what joy means to you and go seek that with a 1,000 flying dragons are behind you.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I actually did a live today on this as well. It's about, when you said a love leader, it's about taking leadership in your life, which also sounds sometimes quite heavy and like, oh, leader and CEO of my life. It all sounds very back to structure. But a leadership in your own life means making those choices and saying, you know what? I no longer want to live in a big house, or I no longer want to have this job that makes me mad, or I no longer want to, and sometimes it's like be with that person or be in that organization or whatever it is. And always, of course, that I no longer want is completely accompanied by because I want this. And I think, I mean, that's where it always starts with what is your dream and how does that really suit your soul? And once you have that in place, then the rest is kind of just, let's say, it's the mechanics of going through the motions.
Everything. It's eliminating everything that isn't your dream, right? If you have your clear-cut vision, it's getting rid of any habit that doesn't support that, getting rid of anything that you can complete or finish or is no longer serving you, and leaning into more habits and more experiences that are going to be a daily magical experience. And that's how every day I get to have some kind of freaking miracle magic happen. It's usually unexpected. Sometimes it can be expected, because magic can be very clear cut in that you know exactly what you're going to get sometimes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's even better. That's my fun part, is when it comes in much more exciting and synchronistic and better than I could have even asked. And I think that's the fun of it, right? Is waiting to see how your fun, magical intentions are going to unveil themselves.
And I think you've not touched on the third point. So if the first part is having a really clear vision and knowing that it's aligned to your soul, and the second part is, well, working out, well, what are the steps, clearing the path, what new practices do I have to put in place? And then the third part is what you talked about now, which is the living magically while you do it. Because the whole point of creating a life you love is, I think a lot of people that I've worked with get despondent. Usually when I get to them, they're getting frustrated and despondent because they went in naively, maybe listening to some people's marketing or their own marketing in their head and thinking, oh gosh, I'll just get this done 6 months, it'll be done. But it takes a long time. I mean, if you think of like studying a course takes a couple of years, changing your whole life from completely, if it's a dramatic change, takes a while. And so the best way to do it is to find out a way to blend in the new one with, as you let go of the old one, and have fun on the way. And that's why I love your seasonal approach and living with the moon and the different seasons, because it reminds you to take a pause and look at this and look at that and put in breaks. So that's, since I've met you, I never did that before. But I'm now always aware of the cycles, and that helps to remind you it's summer season, it's winter season, it's the full moon, it's the new moon, and just to put in breaks and make sure that you're not trying to race. You're trying to create a life and live it and enjoy it and evolve it as you go.
You don't have to wait until every one of your manifestations is happening. You actually have to live as your manifestations are already there to create the vibration and the frequency and the gratitude practices to allow it to come in. And that's the joy of it. Thank you so much for giving a little bit of your time, your magical Monday, to come with us. I think this is actually going to air on a Friday, but I want to just thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything you do for me. And just, if there's any way they can get a hold of you, or if you have something to offer, go ahead and share that with our audience.
Yeah, so I'm on, the best place to find me is on Facebook. I'm always there. Jillian Fulion. I'm sure we can share the link as well. And then what I'm offering now is, it's a two-step. So if you would, I would really love to meet as many people as possible. And what I'm offering now is calls called the Dream Life Dashboard. And we'll go through a call, an hour, it's a complimentary call. And you'll walk away with an understanding of how yourself, your route, your vision. I've used the analogy of a journey because it really is a journey. Your speed, your direction, your vehicle, how all of that is ranking, so that you know where to focus attention and energy, because that is a precious resource. And if we spread it too thin, then it can just slow things down and make it not fun. So that's my fun thing that I'm offering at the moment, is the Dream Life Dashboard. And that leads in, for those people who want to work further with me, into the Dream Life Liftoff, which is a process where we'll take you through everything we've discussed today. The vision, check in with the vision, check in with your values, check in with what your soul really desires, check in with the plans that you've created, and then work together to figure out what is a practical and achievable and awesome way to reach the next milestone, and that's completely aligned with the vision. And we'll work on some limiting beliefs along the way as well, because those are usually the things that cause friction. So yeah, the Dream Life Dashboard and the Dream Life Liftoff are my two offers that lead into each other.
I love it. And thanks again. And for all of you watching at home or listening on your podcast, I want to just remind you, you can create a magical peace just by intention. You can make a cup of tea or you can make a magical cup of tea. It's your intention that creates the magic. It is your mindset and your intention and infusion of your thought that creates the magic. So with all of that, I love you. I love you guys. I love you, Jillian. And I'll see you guys all next week. Live magically.